What's up? This is the final episode of Beloved Holistics Radio. It felt good to say that, but I'm not really feeling good about Beloved Holistics Radio coming to an end. But I did leave the corporate medical model altogether. It was over something related to COVID. I won't go into details, but it was just as silly as a lot of the stuff that we're all dealing with right now. And I have this incredible feeling of lightness and freedom that I don't know if I've ever felt it before. It's clarifying. Because the relationship that physicians and nurses and everybody else have to this medical industrial complex, it's an abusive relationship. We are basically all told what to do. We're all told when we can eat, pee, drink, stand up, sit down, have sex, smile, everything. It all started in our training. And even midwives, I have a midwife friend who's a CNM in school still. And she called me the other day and was upset because she was told that she's not assertive and aggressive enough as a birth worker. Like, that's the type of language that just, it's like, I don't need that. Nobody needs that anymore. And so I'm going to be focusing entirely now. I have the privilege of spending my professional time in my office, which is now outside of the house, with Beloved Holistics and getting this practice off the ground. And I'll talk about that in a second. But the really interesting thing that happened is when I parted ways with my employer, there was a day of like my wife and I kind of looking at each other like, what are we going to do? Right. But then we started talking. We walked down to the farmer's market holding hands with our baby girl. Penelope is like the cutest little baby. I'm sorry, all the other 18 month olds out there. You don't cut it compared to this little Penelope Luce baby doll. But I digress. Just so in love with her. So I'm holding hands with my goddess of a wife. We're walking through the farmer's market and we're talking about how would our life look if we could rebuild it? Because now's the opportunity. What do we have to lose, right? I can invest all of my time in a business that was already doing well on the side. Now I can invest all of my time in making it even better. But where do we start? Like, what is the foundation? If anybody out there feels trapped in the system, what if you could shed that skin and start fresh? We decided that separating our family and my work life is number one in order to maximize number two, time with my wife and my kiddo. And time is interesting, right? Just because you work 8 hours a day, that doesn't mean you have the remaining 4 to 6 hours of daylight at your disposal to spend with your kids or your wife, right? Like, you want to go to the gym, you want to watch movies, you have this other stuff you want to do. You may even bring work home. So even if you do carve out an hour of time, is that time well spent with your daughter? And what I've started thinking is, what I don't need more of is time. Or what I need more of is not time. What I need more of, or I should say what my wife and daughter need more of, is my presence. I need to make a life that allows me to not just have time and not just have energy, but to be able to be present with a little girl. She's only going to be 18 months and then 19 months and then 20 months thereafter. She's not going to be that age forever. And this is the time when the seeds are sown for a lasting father-daughter relationship. So I get to do that. I actually get to step back and I get to have complete freedom over my life. So how am I going to do it? Beloved Holistics is a private practice, you could call it. Our primary mission in the world, so to speak, is to provide education and community for women who want the support of an allopathic physician, but they still want to do things on their own terms. And above all, they value using lifestyle in order to create lasting vitality, not just to live longer, not just to make the boo-boo go away, but to actually get to the root cause of those things that are inhibiting or prohibiting them from having the richest, fullest life that they can, right? And the words that come to mind are vitality and health span, not just let's live as long as possible. Let's live as well as possible for as long as we can. That's the reframing here. So whenever you step away from the system, which is, it's an abusive relationship, and when you step away from that, suddenly you have the ability to build whatever you want, right? And granted, I am speaking from a place of privilege. I've been saving up money for years. We've got enough money to hold us off for quite some time before I really do have to worry about the bills. But like I said, this has already been working. And the having a practice like this lets me do things in the way that I want to do it and provide actual compassionate care, not only for people in the community who are pregnant or want to become pregnant or they're going through menopause or whatever else, but also the birth workers that are supporting them, right? So Beloved Holistics is it's a practice where I provide holistic lifestyle coaching and pharmaceuticals and surgery and whatever else, like recommendations around those things as worst case scenarios. So for example, you've got chronic pelvic pain, you've got something going on with dysbiosis that has led to some sort of autoimmune reaction within the peritoneal lining, right? Causing painful intercourse, painful periods, painful bowel movements, etc., right? Something, it sounds a little bit like endometriosis. Well, let's fix your gut dysbiosis. Let's start a rotational diet to make sure that you're not being overexposed to certain proteins that are causing flare-ups. Let's get you sleeping better. Let's get your immune system back in order. Let's cut it out with all the toxic crap you're putting on your skin, in your hair, in your mouth, in your vagina. And let's get back to living an actually healthy life. And once we can get the soil healthy again, then all of these other problems downstream, they start to improve as well. And the six, the principles of a holistic lifestyle it's not rocket science. We're talking about whole organic food, ideally from a regenerative or biodynamic farm. The same goes for your meats, your chicken, your beef, your pork, your lamb, your eggs, etc. Hydration, you're drinking enough water and water that's not poison. It's not filled with fluoride and other weird chemicals that your city water's putting in. Sleeping 7 to 9 hours a day. If I get less than 8 hours, I can feel it, right? Breathing. Are you taking deep breaths? Are you breathing like this? Are you breathing? It feels good to breathe. It's something that we're not doing enough. So when they tell you to do that in yoga class, which stretching and movement is another big component, breathe, like really breathe. And that's something that actually can fix your nervous system. I've seen it. I've used it on myself. This is real stuff, guys. The movement component, apart from stretching, lifting weights once in a while, going on for a run, going for a hike, carrying your groceries to the car. It's all very, very basic things that most people are taking for granted. And then the last one, probably the most important one, is our mindset. Are we taking care of our spiritual, psychological, emotional health? How are our relationships? What's our stress management practice like? These are all the things that, even as a physician, people harp on it. They're like, eat a whole foods diet and make sure you're sleeping and do self-care. But the system actually doesn't support us to do that. And when we're not healed, how can we actually be there and be present for our patients who really need healing? So that's what we do in Beloved Holistics. I do borrow from Eastern modalities. I do a lot of chakra balancing. I do some body work. I use sauna and cold therapies. I mean, these are all things that this is not like my new rocket science idea. This is just the basic stuff. So that's what the practice looks like. I work with people as any OBGYN would, comprehensive medical histories. We talk about risks, benefits, alternatives. We talk about what it means to have a VBAC and what it means to desire trial of labor after C-section. What are the real risks? What are the numbers? What is that GBS swab? What is this RH thing? Right? This Rogam stuff. What is a C-section? What does it mean to be on hormonal contraception? Are there other methods for making sure that I have normal periods? What if I can't get pregnant? Are there methods we can use? Of course there are. Of course there's things we can do. We've just gotten so accustomed to going in for hormonal contraception, pharmaceuticals, and surgery for everything under the sun. And while those things may help, they're not often the long-term cure for what ails us. So I do that one-on-one with people. Most of my patients buy time packages. I prioritize people who buy packages of time. I call them time banks. I prioritize them on my schedule, meaning there's more opportunities to you know, get into spots on my calendar. We discuss vaccines. We discuss, you know, the risks, benefits, alternatives to, you know, prolonged NICU stays or to sterilization procedures. I mean, literally everything under the sun. And if there's something that we can fix with some of these more, with some of these lifestyle factors, that's what we're going to start. So that's the one-on-one stuff. I also have a collaborator program that's been, it brings such joy to me to do this, but for $99 a month, I'm allowing people to reach out to me by Telegram or email at any time. And I'm going to respond to you as well as I can by those methods, right? So if you have a patient who had this lab work and you want me to review it and make some recommendations, we do that. Imaging, we do that. If you want me to give you some ideas to what the risks, benefits, and alternatives of a home birth for a particular patient, right? Like they've got all these medical things. What do you think? Like here's her medical history. She's got high blood pressures in the past. She has some diabetes in the past. What should we be doing now in this pregnancy? What are some, you know, some holistic means of trying to keep blood pressures in control or weight loss before pregnancy? Like all of that stuff. If you're a coach, doula, birth educator, midwife, etc., and you want to have a pocket OBGYN to ask anything under the sun about women's health, and if I don't know the answer right on the spot, I will find it for you. That's my role as your collaborator. So consider me your consultant that you can reach out to anytime. And I think one really beneficial thing is that a lot of women don't want to be going to clinics. They don't want to be going to the hospital unless necessary. So you as the midwife, based on licensing or otherwise, you may not be totally sure what to do, right? Here's my measurements. Here's what I'm finding. What do you think, Nathan? And I turn to you, the midwife, and I say, here's what I think. Here's what I think I would do in that case. Let me know how it goes. You go back and talk to your patient. You come back to me the next day on Telegram and you say, hey, here's what she said. Now, what do you think? Or here's what the new lab showed. Does this change anything? No, that actually makes me feel reassured. So it's that ongoing collaborator agreement that I'm hoping is going to be as beneficial to you as it has been for so many midwives that I've already been interacting with in this way. And if I can get enough people engaging with me in this process, I can invest even more of my time and resources into supporting community-based birth. And really just holistic health all around, right? This is not just about birth. This is about the problem that we have within women's healthcare nowadays and the conventional model always coming to the rescue with birth control pills and surgery. What can we do before we get to the operating room? That's where I come into play. So if that's a program that would be valuable to you, you could lock in that rate of $99 a month on the website. And the price will probably go up in the near future. But, you know, and I can only take so many, but I have plenty of spots available. So you can go sign up there. Once you've signed up, you're locked in at that rate. Even if I do increase the price later, as long as your account is current, we're going to keep it at that rate. So if you have any questions, you can reach out. I also am still offering some ways to engage with me through a gifting platform. So if you sign up for my newsletter on my website, I will have a live Q&A every, it's usually on Tuesdays, and then I'm going to have a sort of office hours where you can write in during a two-hour period. And if I get an email, I will answer it in full to the best of my ability. I'll do the research for you. I'll do all that stuff for you. That's going to be an option for you. And then the live Q&A video conference is going to be probably every Thursday or Friday. And I'm going to try to move the times around every week so that people across the world can attend. But it will be a live Q&A Zoom conference with me. If you have any questions, we'll be sitting there answering them. It's a really good opportunity for other holistic lifestyle practitioners to engage with one another. I've had coaches and midwives that just get along super well and they meet through those means. So you can find out about the times and the days from my weekly office hours and live Q&A video conference if you just subscribe to the newsletter. I don't send out junk. It's just once a week on Sundays, you get the details. You show up at the Zoom call and you just sit back and listen. Or you can ask questions or we can chat or we can talk about your favorite food, whatever you want to do. But that's my time gifted to you. If you ever feel like you want to reciprocate with money or gifts or whatever else, trading services, whatever it is, you can also you know, show that in kind through a gift in return. So all of the details for these things are on my website. I've also got a lot of speaking engagements coming up. I've been invited on several very popular podcasts that I'm super excited about. And I'm just feeling like I'm just so grateful that I have time to paint and I have time to smoke some vaporized tobacco and I've got some time to, you know, tickle my daughter and kiss my wife and I'm going to be around for the birth of our baby and I'm just so blessed to be living the life that I am. I'm so grateful for all of your support through the life of Beloved Holistics Radio, which used to be the OB-GYNO Wino podcast. And I'm also going to be, you can look forward to a new iteration of the podcast. It's going to be called the Holistic OBGYN, and it's going to have 501c3 status. I've got a board of directors working on that right now. It's going to be an educational program to provide education and support for you and your patients, and I'm super stoked to be starting that fresh. I probably will recycle a couple interviews that I took, that I did through earlier iterations of my podcast because they were so good. Like I really want to have Hermine Hayes Klein's voice there, Brad Boots Taylor down in Georgia. I want to have Tracy Vogel's voice there. I'm going to recycle some of that really, really good material because I think it really does make this space better. And if any of this resonates with me, you can always reach out and send me a thumbs up or we can work together. And if you're a supporter of the show, I hope you'll be a supporter of the new iteration of the show. I'm just so excited about what's to come. And I guess I'll see you around the block. Do no harm, take no shit. I will talk to you all soon. Thanks again.